Families across New Orleans are deciding where to send their kids to school next year. Parents can now use the district's One App, an online application that allows you to apply to many schools at once. The district then tries to match students to their first choice, but it's not all that simple. WWNO education reporter Jess Clark followed one New Orleans family to find out what it takes to get into the city's highest demand public elementary schools.
I didn't have to go far to find a parent struggling to navigate New Orleans' public school enrollment process, just down the hall to the front office at WWNO, where my colleague Kate Schuerman works managing sales.
So I have a binder folder with multiple file folders. We have Audubon Montessori, and there's a curriculum meeting that we have to attend tonight.
Kate has application materials for five different public charter schools in New Orleans. Among them are some of the hardest to get into. There are tests, parent essays, mandatory meetings, just to apply. But Kate says she wants the best for her rising first grader, Rembrandt. Remy, for short.
People call me Lightning Remy.
Why do they call you that?
Because I'm so speedy.
He's a very energetic kid, and he makes our day when Kate brings him into the office.
Okay, one more. No way! I'm not that fast. You're Lightning Remy. I've just done a lot of research on schools that are in Orleans Parish that have good reputations and that are public schools.
She wants Remy in a public school because she thinks they're more diverse than private schools.
I think it's more important now than ever to expose your children to people of different backgrounds, races, cultures.
Oh, you're gonna break your own record!
Here's the line right here. You need to join this line.
On a Saturday morning in December, Kate and her husband Craig are in the cafeteria at Lusher Charter School, watching as a teacher helps a group of six-year-olds form a line.
And Elijah, ooh, right here.
They're about to take a test that will help decide whether they get into Lusher. Remy is in the front, fueled up with a special pancake breakfast and wearing a t-shirt with the planets on it.
How is he?
A little nervous. And he forgot that his name was Rembrandt.
Alright, let's start walking.
The teacher leads the line of six-year-olds out of the cafeteria to the testing room. And now all the parents can do is wait. The stakes are high. Lusher is one of a handful of A-rated schools in the district. It has some of the most experienced teachers and a rigorous curriculum. Kate and Craig go outside to get some air and look over the rest of their application.
It's based on parent involvement. You get these points.
The more points parents score on their application, the better their chances of getting into Lusher. In addition to points Remy will score by doing well on today's test, Kate and Craig can score parent involvement points by attending a meeting. They also filled out some short essay questions describing their family's interest in the arts. Finally, they had to deliver the application in person to the school during business hours.
So you go through all these steps over a course of months, starting in November, going through the end of January. You don't even know if you've gotten into their lottery yet.
That's why Kate and Craig are also applying to Audubon Charter School's Montessori program, another rare A-rated school. That school has extra application requirements, too. Parents have to attend a two-hour meeting to be considered, and students in grades 3 and up have to test in.
I fully admit that I will spend some hours during a day making sure that we know when the open houses are, know when the curriculum meetings are, or rearranging our schedules, or, you know, luckily my husband can attend some of the meetings so I don't have to.
In other words, Kate has certain advantages. She has a partner, a flexible job, internet access, a car, things many New Orleans parents don't have.
To me, it almost weeds out the parents that either A, are not engaged, or B, just don't have the time or resources to do this.
Are the district's best schools weeding out certain families? We'll look into that tomorrow. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.
Tune in to hear the next segment at 7:44 tomorrow during Morning Edition.